Well, the alt-right's number one issue, without question, is immigration. They are pro-deportation, anti-amnesty, and in general, big proponents of getting undocumented immigrants out of the country. And it's the big reason why so many of them say they found a home in the Trump campaign. Of course, Donald Trump still promises to build that wall between the U.S. and Mexico. But his other immigration rhetoric has meant a lot more among his alt-right supporters and among everyday voters. Trump has said that undocumented immigrants have to go. He's eviscerated his primary opponents, even Ted Cruz, for being too soft on immigration and wanting what he called amnesty. But now, in this general election, the foundation of Trump's campaign is shifting. He still says he's building that wall. But last night on Anderson Cooper, Trump said this.
There is no path to legalization.
You talk about paying back
unless
taxes,
people leave the country. Well, when they come back in, if they come back in, then they can start paying taxes.
So they still have
to leave the country. But there is no path to legalization unless they leave the country and come back.
In the 24 hours leading up to that statement, Trump has seemed to hedge on the issue of amnesty and deportation of all of the 11 million undocumented immigrants. He met with Latino leaders to show some outreach to that community. Maria Rodriguez is the executive director of the Florida Immigrant Coalition. She did not meet with Donald Trump this week, but she had this to say about his outreach.
He's been insulting and battering us for about a year. This talk about the wall and the deportation, all of this is an offense to all American families. The problem is not just Trump. The problem is the Trumpistas, the folks that he has manipulated through fear and or literally bought out, like the Hispanic spokespeople. It's a dangerous situation, scary, and we should take note.
So to try to have a discussion here about where Trump currently stands on immigration, you kind of have to take the very last thing he said. There were different messages on different cable networks yesterday, and that, more than anything else, seems to reflect just how little wiggle room Trump has on this issue in a party whose primary and whose campaign team has moved very far to the right on immigration. Elise Foley is here. She's politics and immigration reporter for The Huffington Post. Hi, Elise.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So this has really been a moving target lately, one that Trump has kept, I think, intentionally ambiguous. The wall is still there, as we mentioned. Mexico is still paying for it, as we mentioned. But then, as we heard, Trump has gone on Fox News. He's gone on Hannity last night and suggested that he was open to this idea of a pathway to citizenship for at least some undocumented immigrants. So help us out. What do we actually know now about where Donald Trump stands on the big questions of 11 million undocumented immigrants, how many of them can stay and how many have to go?
Well, I think, like you said, it's a moving target. So I don't think that we know exactly what he would do if he were in office. And one of the frustrating things is trying to parse his words. He said so many different things. So he said that he might be softening. He's also said that he thinks that everybody needs to go and they might be able to come back. So I think the biggest question here is what he would do if it is not mass deportation and it's not some sort of path to legal status. And I think the thing that people are forgetting is that those are not the only two options. One of the options is just acknowledging that deporting 11 million people isn't going to happen and doing nothing about giving them any legal status, just leaving them in limbo.
I mean, Donald Trump has made other statements saying deporting 11 million people, gosh, that's awful hard. We can deport the criminals, but everyone else, that's awful hard. Is he coming to terms in front of the country with the fact that his rhetoric from the primary, deport them all, is untenable?
Yeah, I think so. And I think he's sort of testing the waters. You saw the other day he polled the audience and said, well, what should we do? Should we do this? And got applause. And then he said, well, what should we do? Should we allow somebody to stay, maybe work with them if they've been here 25 years and haven't committed any crime. So I think that he is testing the waters, queuing people up for making this shift that he is going to have to make if, you know, he's going to be realistic as a president. I think even the people who want large-scale deportations are not really calling for what he talked about before, deportation forces sending everybody out of the country. So I think, yeah, I mean, I think he is needing to make this rhetorical shift both at a policy level, which I don't know how strongly he cares about that, but then also at a political level because it's off-putting to people. Whether he can do that, save face this late in the game, I don't know. I think probably not.
And the political situation is remarkable here because it's normal for any candidate to moderate their tone or policies in a general election. That's normal American politics. The thing here is that Donald Trump doesn't have any political running room. The rhetoric of the Republican primary shows a Republican Party that wants a very tough stance, basically a no-tolerance stance on immigration. It's fine for Trump to soften, as he calls it, to be more palatable to moderates, but then he's got a huge problem.
Deporting 11 million undocumented people, that is something that goes a lot further than what a lot of people have said. So it's just really hard to walk it back. And a lot of the people who applauded him for going that far are, you know, going to be furious if he backs away from that, so because it would be so extreme.
So how will we know, though, whether Trump bleeds support on the right for this? I agree with you. It's unlikely to be droves of conservatives who throw up their hands and vote for Hillary. That's not going to happen. But couldn't they just become tepid and unenthusiastic?
Definitely. I think one big distinction, though, is the distinction between the Ann Coulters of the world and then just the regular people at his rallies. So I know that a lot of reporters have gone around at his rallies, ask people about this. And a lot of people feel strongly, yeah, build the wall, you know, get him out. But then when you ask them about some of the policy specifics, you present it to them like Donald Trump did when he was polling the audience last night. Okay, so there's somebody who's been here a long time, they have kids, something like that. I think a lot of Trump supporters even say, okay, well, yeah, you know, maybe. And so I think that people aren't necessarily as hardline on it when they get down to the specifics as we might think from the outside. I mean, polling has shown that there is majority support for that type of policy in the country as a whole. So I don't think when you get to the specific people, people are as hardline. I think it's just rhetorically, and when you talk in broad strokes, mass deportation, building a wall, that sounds good to people.
Elise Foley covers politics and immigration for Huffington Post. Thanks, Elise.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.